You know, there was some way, somehow, I was absolutely going to fit Tally Hall into this segment for many reasons. That is a hymn for a Scarecrow by Ann Arbor's very own Tally Hall off their Good and Evil album from 2011. I believe that's correct. And I'm being joined right now by Tally Hall's drummer, a PhD in immunology, and a huge contributor to this radio show for over a decade, my dear friend, Ross Fetterman. Thanks for joining me. Yesterday, brother.
It's a pleasure.
This is being recorded actually yesterday, being played on the show today. We're actually going to go head to the University of Michigan drumline, go to the football game this evening. So we don't know the outcome of the game right now, but Ross, what's your prediction for the game tonight?
I think we can assume we had an awesome time at the
Yeah,
game.
awesome
And we
time.
definitely had a great time. The band is always great. The band
Yeah,
was great.
the
The
band
drum
was
line was
incredible.
great. The whole day was fun,
Yes.
right? We had a great time 3 hours from now.
Truth, taking you to the airport in the morning, I'm sure is gonna
Yeah, we
suck.
woke up very early this morning.
Yeah, we did.
Yep. I think this is, without a doubt, my shortest trip to Michigan in my life. I think
Yeah.
it's somewhere between 36 and 48 hours.
Yeah. Shout out to Ashley and Ira holding it down in Boston.
Yes, I couldn't be away from my 6.5 month old for any longer. It is crazy. I will say, it hits you. You're on a short trip when you've been in town for less than a day, and then you get the reminder on your phone to check in for your return flight.
For real. Yeah. It's sad, but thank God you're here and it's the best. And you know, we were going to find a way to get you on for the Treetown Sound Halloween Spectacular.
Yes, happy Halloween.
And it's kind of interesting because Tally Hall, almost every single one of the whole band's songs could be a Halloween song.
I've been impressed with your ability to somehow find, a Halloween connection thematically with most of our catalog.
Yes. Turn
Yeah.
the Lights Out, which I'm
Yeah.
going to play after this.
Are you really Cannibal?
Cannibal.
Yeah. It's fun. It's not, and it's not that we really necessarily like thought, hey, let's write a bunch of songs that all relate to Halloween in some way. But,
Yeah, why is that?
well, I don't know. I think there's a darkness conceptually to some, certainly in some of Good and Evil. So, I mean,
Yeah.
you could argue there's just a huge Venn diagram overlap with that and then Halloween in a
Yeah, it
way.
makes sense. Well, the album is called Good and Evil.
Good and evil.
And that is Halloween at its finest.
Yeah, right. Trick or treat is sort of one's good, the other's evil. Right
Oh,
there you
yeah.
go.
So Good and Evil could have been called Trick or Treat.
Yes, we could just rename it Trick or Treat.
Is that going to be the
Maybe
third
that'll be the
album?
name of our Halloween album.
Your third album.
Our third album, which will be all Halloween themed.
Yes. Which, just like the last one. So we can confirm that you are working on the third album officially right now.
I'm not sure that's what I said.
I think that's exactly what you said, Ross. For all the Tally Hall fans tuning in, wondering if the band is going to do a third album, Ross just confirmed it. Right? No. There's no comment, folks. So what have you been listening to recently? What has been your musical? I saw you went to They Might Be Giants. Are you listening? You keeping in touch with the Michigan scene? Is there any Michigan bands you're hip to right now that?
Ooh, I mean, I'm hip to everything on your show.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you love the
so
Junior and all of
I
that.
love, yeah, always. Loving Joe Hertler.
Yeah.
Michigander.
Yeah. Michigander's doing it right now.
Yep. I mean, I can't say I keep up with new music as much as I used to. Just time to listen to music has plummeted. Time to do a lot of I mean, anyone who's had kids, I think, would know this. You just realize kind of the amount of free time in your life that quickly disappears when you've got a newborn and then an infant around. But I still listen to your show every week. So in
You
terms of the missing,
do.
yeah,
You
dude. So
do.
when it's stuff you're sharing, I'm hearing it for sure.
And I definitely give you your shouts out across the airwaves.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty confirmed that if you listen to Treetown Sound on the regular, you are familiar with your band Tally Hall.
I would assume so.
That's why I'm talking to Ross Fetterman, drummer of Tally Hall, almost live in studio. What is your score prediction? And as we know, we're recording this Saturday. It's actually Saturday morning, 12:15 p.m. We're going to the game tonight. This will be airing tomorrow. What is your prediction of the score? That way,
Oh, man.
just put on your
I
spot,
but I'm
Ross.
terrible at this.
Go for it, dude.
Okay. I want to say like 27 to 14.
27-14, who?
Michigan.
Michigan. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Michigan 38, Michigan State Zero.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're really just...
Goose eggs.
Wow. Okay.
Nothing. And you know what? If I'm wrong, then so be it. I can
stand think they behind. Get points on the board. Maybe three or six. You gotta give them like a field. You're not gonna give them a field goal.
Nothing. I'm not gonna give them a thing.
Okay. And again, mine was. I've been watching a little bit this year, but I'm not good with like predicting what the score. Who's gonna get how many touchdowns or field goals? And these are unpredictable. That's it's exciting. Yeah. Michigan State is not a. This is a tough game.
Yeah, it is a tough game. But the way I look at it is. There are another.
That was a tough game, I should say. Because people that are was a tough to this game. Tomorrow.
Welcome to the big house.
Well, maybe it wasn't. We'll see. If it was my score, it was a tough game. If it was your score, probably not so much.
Now you can't leave. It's going to be Harbaugh locking the keys, locking Sparty in. All right. Well, this is the Halloween Spectacular with Tree Town Sound. I'm here with Ross Fetterman in studio. We're going to do another Tally Hall song, Turn the Lights Out, which... I mean, that was like kind of like the first song to go viral for the band.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the first.
Well, in like the later wave.
The later wave.
Banana Man was the first song to go viral for the
totally,
band.
Totally. Yeah. But like the second wave of popularity was Turn the Lights Out.
Yeah. It's funny when songs just kind of like blow up in their listenership online. Occasionally I'll try to go back and like find the source of it.
Yeah.
And this was a tougher. I mean, now it's a little bit easier because TikTok is like driving a lot of it.
Yeah.
But with this one, it was a little bit tougher. And I, near as I could tell, it's like fan videos of something called Friday Night at Freddy's, which is either a video game or a show or something like that. I think a video game. But people would sync up the music with shots of that in like fan made videos.
Okay, I've seen that. Is that like the weird cartoon thing?
Well, there is an actual music video for the song, which is awesome.
Which is yours.
Drew Mo. Yeah. Okay. A guy who goes by Drumo did that, and it's great. And that, luckily, that then got the viewership, so a lot of people saw that. And actually, Drumo, who did that music video, recently did the cover art for our Turn the Lights Off single.
Okay.
Vinyl single that is out now. In fact, we have a bunch of vinyl reissues out now.
You have a vinyl single for that?
Yeah, it's a 7-inch.
I did not even know that. Yeah. Is there any other 7-inches?
No, but there's a B-side on that one.
Okay.
So, but yeah, vinyl, a bunch of vinyl. We're happy that we're finally getting stuff printed again for like physical copies for anyone that's interested.
So Good and Evil's available now?
I believe Good and Evil is either available now or it's shipping. I think we're printing it now. Physically that exists. In addition to we made a very, very small run of vinyl when we first released it.
Yeah.
But then we kind of saw the demand shooting back, and it took us a while to really get the ball rolling on doing reissues, but I'm happy we did.
Hawaii Part 2 will be the next vinyl release?
That's the plan, yeah.
Okay, and then we're going to do a 7-inch of Variations on Cloud?
That already exists.
But are you going to reissue it?
That I don't know yet.
All right. And is there any collaboration or thoughts of doing Miracle Musical music, another album or Hawaii Part 6 or anything like that? Is there any wheels turning in that?
I don't know. I think we're always talking about things.
All right. That sounds like a yes to me. We're also, so like after we do Out of the Twilight, I'm going to have that segue into Rob's Shia LaBeouf, which is the Cannibal song about Shia LaBeouf. It's also extremely viral video that many people have seen, one that you were supposed to play drums in but turned down.
Yes. That was a mistake. I was busy in grad school and it was hard to justify it. And it's funny because I knew I had there's no way to know these things, but I certainly had a feeling the way he was describing it. It was likely going to be a very successful attempt at a viral video, which of course it was.
Yeah.
And so it was a tough call to not go out.
Who plays drums in it?
Bora plays. Well, you know what? It was nice. Bora got to be in it on the drum set since I couldn't.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
Kinda. Well, I got Ross Fetterman here of Tally Hall, Tree Town Sound. This is pre-recorded from yesterday. I'm playing it during the live show today. But you know we're going to do some back-to-back music now. Ross, you want to give any shout-outs or anything before we play your music?
Yeah, because I can listen to it with him. So shout out to my son, Ira, who's listening to the show with me right now. who's already into music. His favorite artist is Casper Baby Pants.
Nice. I don't know Casper Baby.
Casper Baby Pants, it's the former lead singer from Presidents of the United States of America.
Oh, cool.
And he writes some great stuff. Yeah.
Is that Run song that you played for
Run,
me?
Run Baby Run.
Run Baby Run?
That's Ira's favorite for sure.
Wow.
And he'll just stare at my reel-to-reel player whenever he's near it until I put on something. And then he loves watching the tape spin through it and having music come out of it.
And you plan on giving him music lessons?
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to. I'm not going to force him on him.
No, you should force him.
Yeah, you should force everything I want my kid to do. I'm like, that's how this works,
Michigan.
Right? Yes, Michigan football.
Football.
Science
yeah.
career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. Look at my kid. Carter does exactly what I do. Just party in Chicago.
Yeah, he also loves the Beach Boys. When it comes to old tapes, when we listen to the Beach Boys, he's really into that.
They have great harmonies.
Yeah, it's Beach Boys' music is great for kids.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I'm here with Ross Fetterman, Tally Hall. Dude, thank you for coming into town.
Man.
This is the best. All right, this is Turn the Lights Out from...
Turn the Lights Off.
Turn the Lights Out.
Off.
Out.
Off.
Off. Is it Turn the Lights? Yeah, I guess it is. Whatever. We're sitting in my family room in my kitchen right now recording this. It's not like I have the name of the song in front of me. Turn the Lights Off.
Turn the Lights Off.
Turn the Lights Off. Tally Hall, Good and Evil. Ross, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
It was great seeing you yesterday.
Thanks for the tickets to the game.